answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Overnight, the U.S. and Iran trading attacks. President Trump posting an image to Truth Social with no description of what appears to be a U.S. strike in the city of Isfahan. Video circulating online showing the massive explosion lighting up the night sky. The Wall Street Journal reporting the Iranian military installation was struck with 2,000-pound bunker buster bombs. And this is the oil tanker hit by an Iranian drone strike Monday. Fire breaking out on the vessel docked in a UAE port. A reminder, the Strait of Hormuz remains effectively closed. Iran also sending a wave of missiles over Israel a day after this strike on this oil refinery in the country's north. A fireball erupting from the site. And now with the prolonged war hitting the global economy, pressure is mounting on the Trump administration as American service members become targets. These new images show a U.S. radar jet destroyed by an Iranian attack. Pieces of that U.S. Air Force E-3 Sentry scattered among debris at the Prince Sultan Air Base in Saudi Arabia. That attack injuring 15 American soldiers, with 5 in serious condition.
Now that is an update on what we had yesterday regarding the hitting of that AWACS in Saudi Arabia. And that U.S. plane came from Tinker Air Force Base in Oklahoma. And we don't know the identities of the troops that might have been injured in that blast. We were not told immediately yesterday that there were serious injuries, but that is apparently the latest. And here are some of the other things that have been going on today. And I'm glad to see Trump do this. Make sure you fully understand what we're doing here. We've got U.S. forces already in the region throughout the Middle East anyway. They are targets for Iran and their ballistic missiles, drones, and everything else. And they're using them to hit some of those targets in Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, and of course yesterday shooting down a missile that was headed to Turkey. So a lot of our allies in Europe are suddenly saying, well, we're not sure we want to be involved in this. The hell you don't. And Trump has taken that attitude, and I'm glad. A couple quick updates before I get to a crucial issue here. Israeli Netanyahu, Prime Minister Netanyahu, estimated there could be a long-term solution to the Strait of Hormuz crisis anyway, simply rerouting oil and gas pipelines westward across Saudi Arabia to the Red Sea and Mediterranean. So that would end that Iranian chokehold on the Strait of Hormuz. And in the meantime, the International Atomic Energy Agency director said that Iran's nuclear program has sustained enormous damage. That's what we wanted. But he also adds, elements that were not destroyed persist. And that is why we might have troops in the region. I have told you before, and I'll reassert for you, so you know that exactly where I stand. I do not want U.S. boots on the ground inside Iran as an invasion force. I don't want them to be activated and sent in to collect some of the enriched uranium buried under rubble. I don't want them exposed to that point. We continue to hit them from air by whatever means possible, and if they continue rebuilding, we hit them again from the air. They're not going to be able to move that stuff out of there without us knowing it. We do not need to go in and take physical possession of it. There's been talk that Trump is considering that option. I say, veto. No. And the other thing is, we've got something like 5,000 Marines in the area now. They could be used to take Karg Island, just 20 miles off the coast of Iran, their major oil exporter location. I have no option with that, and rather no problem with that, as long as they hit and run and move out. Occupying Karg Island, well, again, I'm not privy to all the inside intel. I don't know how long that would take. Not only Karg Island, but some of the other islands around the area. But again, boots on the ground for that location, and possibly U.S. Marine amphibious units, pardon me, hitting the coastline where some of the Iranian missile batteries are and other activity. That I'm willing to accept, but keep in mind, even that acceptance bears a possibility of U.S. casualties. Now, here's a key. President Trump started attacking our European allies today because you're not doing enough to support what we're doing in Iran. So you want oil from Hormuz to come through? Maybe you should do it. He said that these countries are upset by high fuel prices, and I'm quoting from his Truth Social, go get your own oil from the Strait of Hormuz, saying the U.S. would no longer, quote, be there to help you anymore. See, the U.K. has initially refused to allow U.S. aircraft to use British bases for the strikes. Spain has stepped up and done the same. And now Italy, Meloni, an ally of Trump, we thought, suggesting maybe Italy is not going to be involved. These NATO nations need a reckoning. You're not going to help us at this point? Rubio is going to address that a little bit later as we move forward. But Trump has made it clear. We could leave all these countries. You clean up your own economic quagmire and restore the flow of about one-fifth of the world's oil supply. Because we're just perfect doing what we're doing in our nation. We're there to help you. You don't seem to be there to help us. Enough of that. Welcome to hour number one, Larry Connors, USA. Yes, we're out of the gates like a bull every day, Monday through Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. And I'm at a point now where I'm getting a little hoarse because I've been yelling and preparing today's program. And you're going to find out why as we move forward. And with Larry Connors, USA, I'll remind you, you're going to get news, analysis, commentary, and education. You'll leave this hour with more information than you have right now. And if you cannot stay with us all through the 2 hours, remember you can pull up the podcast. I strongly encourage you to do that at Newstalk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, and LarryConnorsUSA Facebook. And when you listen or even watch our video at a later time, push share, send it on to others. And yes, while we're on the air right now, we are streaming video. You can watch the program. Is Larry going to hit his head on the wall, the ceiling? I might. Believe me, I'm pushed to that limit today. How do you watch? News Talk STL Rumble, Facebook, Twitter, Larry Connors USA Facebook or Rumble. All right, let me take a breath, calm down a little bit to tell you what else is coming up later in this next hour, in the next hour. Are you using artificial intelligence for your business? If you want to, how would you do it? How could it help you? My guest coming up will tell you. Now, I'm going to admit to you now, the guest is with PRI Global, which is a sponsor of my program. I don't try to hide that from you, but they are experts in artificial intelligence. You'll want to hear that in our next hour. Later in this hour, Josh Hammer with the Horowitz Freedom Center talking about the swamp that is existing inside the White House right now. And our story behind the story today, my plans to become a Golden Gloves boxing champ when I was only 12 years old. Oh, you're going to like that story. The story behind the story before we complete this hour. Now, for an update on what's happening in Iran, four-star General Jack King.
We're a month into this, and we have some time to go, and things are getting more challenging, and we knew this would happen. What's happening here? The Iranians are trying to deceive us as to where their launchers are. They're moving them around quite readily. They're trying to hide as many of the drones as they possibly can. We know where their ballistic missile storage sites are. We've destroyed most of those, but there's still missiles underneath the ground that we're working at getting to. We've taken down most of their defense industrial base. These are the defense firms in the public or private sector that sustain the military capability of the regime. And what we've been working on for the last several days, Israel and the United States, is their industrial base. In other words, steel mills, other manufacturing capabilities that don't directly have military implications, but also help to sustain their economy. And been gradually taking that down and severely pushing them back on their heels.
Pushing them back. We're attacking everything. Let's talk about hitting a desalinization plant Iran uses, providing water for its people. Some are saying, well, that would be a violation of a Water Treaty Powers Act. The effort would obviously cut off water for the people of Iran. We're not saying we're going to directly, but it's a consideration to make Iran bow. The people of Iran want to be free. They want to go back to where they were before they took over our embassy in 79, more westernized. They don't want this. They don't want to continue to fight it on a regular basis. It's the mullahs that are in charge. And of course, what about that uranium that's already been enriched? What should we do about it? Sean Hannity asked that question of General King.
You mentioned possibly destroying the 60% enriched uranium. Can that be destroyed? Can that be diluted? Or must it be extracted? Obviously, the easy way would be for them to agree to hand it over.
The president has options. I'm going to leave it at that. And he has got plenty of options in front of him what to do with the nuclear enrichment and the other capabilities that they have. In terms of the deal with them, I mean, so our audience understands what we're trying to achieve through diplomacy is what we intend to achieve through military operations. They would have to surrender all of the capability that they have with verification anytime, anywhere, inspections. At the end of the day, I believe they're not going to do that because that is who they are.
Yeah.
And they want to ride this thing out as long as they can personally survive it. They're in this to ride it out is my judgment here. We'll see what happens here. But the reality is we can accomplish all of the assigned missions, Sean, that the president has given to the commander of Central Command. And how do I know that? Because I've talked to him time and time again about it. And he's in the region right now talking to the troops today as we speak. And he's very confident about where we are.
And keep in mind, we have history. When Obama was allowing and had this deal with Iran and other countries signing on, then they were promising, we will not develop enriched uranium for war purposes, but only for civilian purposes. They lied. And they told the UN, you can come in at any time and inspect any time, anywhere, unannounced. They lied. That never happened. When UN Energy Atomic Inspectors went to Iran, they had to arrive pre-announced. They were kept in one area, and they were given a sheet of paper. Here's what we're doing. This is your report. They lie. And right now, trying to negotiate with Iran, General King, the ones he points out, the ones you're dealing with, are the last ones you want in Iran.
And the people that are in charge now are hardliners. Make no mistake about it. The guy running the IRGC, Ahmed Vahidi, and the guy running the civilian side, Gavrilov, those are hardliners. And they have great difficulty even admitting negotiations are going on, or much less making a concession. Why? Because the rest of the hardliners would likely kill them. That is what is taking place inside the nucleus of Iran and its leadership.
Yeah.
So diplomatic challenge going forward for sure, military challenge as well. My preference is finish it militarily because why? At the end of the day, you have the opportunity to truly weaken the regime and you're not throwing them a lifeline in terms of sanction relief, billions of dollars for them making concessions to us.
And we can't accept that because we can't trust them. Ronald Reagan said it best. Trust but verify. There is a hard, cold fact that is disturbing. We cannot count on our NATO allies to help. Secretary of War Hegseth.
There are countries around the world who ought be prepared
to step up on this critical waterway as well. It's not just the United States Navy. Last time I checked, there was supposed to be a big, bad Royal Navy that could be prepared to do things like that as well. So he's pointing out this is an international waterway that we use less than most. In fact, dramatically less than most. So the world ought to pay attention and be prepared to stand up. President Trump's been willing to do the heavy lifting on behalf of the free world to address this threat of Iran. It's not just our problem set going forward, even though we have done the lion's share of preparation to ensure that that strait will be open, which is an outcome the president's been very clear on. As far as Russia and China, we know exactly what they're doing, what they are or are not doing. We don't have to air publicly what all of that is. But where necessary, we're addressing it, we're mitigating it, and we're confronting it head on.
China and Russia are one thing. Our own allies, that's entirely different. And they all belong to NATO. And Secretary of State Rubio says we might need a reckoning.
Countries like Spain, a NATO member that we are pledged to defend, denying us the use of their airspace and bragging about it. Well, what is in it for the United States? But if NATO is just about us defending Europe if they're attacked, but them denying us basing rights when we need them, that's not a very good arrangement. That's a hard one to stay engaged in. So all of them's gonna have to be re-examined. Straits of Hormuz will be open. It will be open, and it'll be open one way or another.
They will be open one way or the other. Now again, let me point out what they're doing or not doing. Italy, refusing a flight of American bombers on the way to the Middle East, clearance to land at a strategic hub of the Med Air Base, supposedly because Washington had not honored terms of its governing treaty on launching strikes from Italian soil. Prime Minister Meloni is one of President Trump's most friendly allies, saying, well, we're acting in what we should be doing. We got them doing that. We have UK blocking off flights. We have France doing the same thing. And Trump has pointed out on Truth Social, I have a suggestion for you. Number one, buy from the U.S. We have plenty of oil. Buy oil and gas from the U.S. Number two, build up some delayed courage. Go to the Strait and just take it. Need to start learning how to fight for yourself. The USA will not be there to help you anymore, just like you weren't there for us. He said, the hard part is now done. Go get your own oil. I love that approach. Coming up, Josh Hammer with the David Horowitz Religious Freedom Center, I should say, on the swamp inside the White House. And the story behind the story, when I was going to be a Golden Gloves boxing champ. Right. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Another day, must be another roofer in town. John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem? He can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. You should know that when I endorse Wellington Environmental, it's because I believe and know they will do you right. Wellington takes pride in providing homeowners and businesses whatever they need. You need some dustless blasting? They will take care of that. You need some mold radiation? They can do that. They take pride in training their team to perform multiple services and having the equipment ready to get jobs finished. That's important to you. You make just one call, and you call a company that's been around for more than 35 years with more than 45 technicians in the field. Most of you know finding good workers, then having them show up on time could be difficult. Not for Wellington Environmental. They're there at the designated time, ready to go. Check them out to see what they could do for you. Dustless blasting or anything else you need. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Finally, March, the season of fresh starts, more daylight, more energy. A perfect time to take a fresh look at your home. Your windows or doors are outdated and efficient? Check with Renewal by Anderson. From your first design consultation through final installation, every detail is handled by one experienced, dedicated team. Clear communication, precise craftsmanship. Renewal by Anderson windows built with our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl. And right now, during our March savings event, take $400 off every window, $800 off every door, and get a free upgrade to Smart Sun Glass. No money down, no payments, no interest for 12 months. But this ends March 31st. Call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS, or visit rbastl.com. rbastl.com. Superior products, exceptional service. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as support dogs for our brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com.
This is News Talk STL.
I had me a girl, taught me those things a young man should know. Down, down on my knees and begging I'd be to learn a little bit more. All that woman taught me to pray. I saw heaven every day.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Welcome back. There's been a recent survey from JL Partners showing that 83% of Republican voters support Epic Fury and what Trump is doing. But my next guest says he's having to battle a war not only over there, but inside his own backyard, inside the White House. Josh Hammer with the David Horowitz Freedom Center, also author of Israel and Civilization, the Fate of the Jewish Nation, and the Destiny of the West. Josh, welcome aboard.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, you point out in a piece that you did for Front Page, there is a shadow war against President Trump. Give me a thumbnail sketch.
Sure. So, in my estimation, there's been a shadow war happening for a long time now. It's increasingly obvious, made obvious by things like the Joe Kent resignation, this high-profile resignation of the former director of the National Counterterrorism Center, who then just runs into the arms of the openly subversive fifth column podcaster Tucker Carlson. This happened. It was very similar last year, actually, when a man by the name of Dan Caldwell was fired for leaking from the Pentagon by his one-time former close friend and ally Pete Hegseth. Caldwell similarly rushed to Tucker Carlson to tell his end of the story. So there's this deeply unholy alliance that is happening within certain elements of the administration, those who are in power trying to subvert the MAGA President Trump agenda from within, who are allying with ideological allies and common cause folks on the outside. Again, this is led by Tucker Carlson, but it's not limited to him. Unfortunately, a lot of these individuals seem to have ties to the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. So that's the office of the DNI, Tulsi Gabbard. So Joe Kent resigned from Tulsi's office. Dan Caldwell, who I just mentioned, was fired for leaking last year from the Pentagon. He actually was just rehired. He was just rehired into the government by none other than Tulsi Gabbard. So if I were President Trump, and if I were Susie Wiles, his very loyal chief of staff, if I were other kind of arch loyalists, maybe Stephen Miller, people like that there, I would be personally asking a lot of questions of Tulsi Gabbard. I'm not saying that she needs to be fired. I am saying that there's a lot of smoke around here right now, and I think that she has a lot of questions to answer for, frankly.
Well, and you mentioned Tucker Carlson, recent up until leaving Fox, fired from Fox, basically, considered to be a darling of the Trump administration, considered to be a big Trump supporter, and in addition to him, Megyn Kelly. And you claim that both are actually working in a new swamp against Trump. A lot of Americans thought Tucker and Megyn were supportive. You say no.
So both Tucker Carlson and Kelly campaigned for President Trump. They openly campaigned with Trump in 2024. Tucker sat a few seats down from Trump on the first night of the RNC in Milwaukee in July of 2024. Megyn Kelly quite literally appeared at the Madison Square Garden rally in New York City for President Trump. And the whole story of these individuals and some others, but they're the two most prominent ones, I would say. It's unfortunate. Tucker was a hero to many of us. I was a daily watcher of his opening monologues. He was someone who I greatly admire, but he's lost his mind. And it's just genuinely unfortunate. There was not a single foreign adversary, not a single enemy regime or enemy way of life that I'm aware of that Tucker Carlson has not shilled for. He recently had on a Chinese Communist Party mouthpiece by the name of Xiang Shui-Qian, who essentially said that the U.S. must be part of a new world order where we share power with Russia, Iran, and China.
All right, let me stop on that point. Just because he had someone like that on his program, I have people on the program that I don't agree with, but are you saying he actually had him on to make him appear more credible as opposed to attacking or defending views and so forth?
Yeah, I mean, he literally said that's the only thing that possibly makes sense for preserving the civilization. The only problem is that Israel will oppose it. Tucker does not push back on his guests. I don't know how much of the current Tucker program you watch. He pushes back on the only guests that Tucker pushes back on are people who are pro-Jewish, pro-Israel, or pro-biblical civilization. He pushes back on Ted Cruz. He pushes back on Mike Huckabee. He pushes back on virtually no one else. He had on the leading neo-Nazi of the younger generation, Nick Fuentes, for a total fluff interview. He had on the president of Iran for a total fluff interview. He had on Vladimir Putin in Moscow for an interview that was such a fluff interview that Vladimir Putin himself was openly mocking Tucker afterwards, not asking any hard questions. So right. Tucker usually has on total fluff interviews.
You point out in your article for Front Page that Trump is a conservative nationalist. His foreign policy is rooted in confidence and peace through strength deterrence. And yet you say Carlson, Kelly, and others are taking another road.
Yeah, the foreign policy road that they're taking is essentially just straight abdication. I don't really know how else to describe it other than that. I mean, it's basically just Charles Lindbergh, Ron Paul taking to its extreme. It's a foreign policy of non-policy. They seem to not believe that America can or should have any role whatsoever in the world. I mean, we are beyond the confines of any kind of prudence, deployment, foreign policy debate there. But the thing about Iran that they seem to be missing, and this I think is deliberately, and I don't think that they're good faith actors here, is they are missing that President Trump has been completely consistent on the issue of Iran for nearly 50 years. There's literally a clip that I've seen circulate recently of him going on television back during the Jimmy Carter presidency, condemning Jimmy Carter for not deploying the U.S. military to rescue the hostages from the U.S. embassy in Tehran. In 1988, Trump famously told the British newspaper The Guardian that he would go ahead and take Karg Island, the strategic island that he's now talking a lot about there in the Persian Gulf. So he has a very, very long history of opposing the Iranian regime. Of course, famously pulled out of the Barack Obama nuclear deal during his first term. Right. And none of this should be surprising at all. Unfortunately, the propagandists just say this is Netanyahu talking him into war and all this other crap that frankly does not withstand the slightest bit of scrutiny.
Well, Tucker Carlson and Megyn Kelly fans who are listening are saying, well, Josh Hammer, you're a shill from the David Horowitz Freedom Center. You're pushing nothing but Jewish causes. You're not recognizing the value of America and what they are trying to point out.
Yeah, and guess what? The polls say that the people agree with me, not with them, because that was the whole. I mean,
oh, touche.
Again, brand new poll. GL Partner shows that the American people trust Donald Trump over Tucker Carlson and Megyn Kelly on foreign policy by roughly an 85-5 margin. This is not close stuff. These guys have ridden themselves quite literally off the MAGA reservation. Trump said that Tucker Carlson has lost his mind and is not MAGA. He said that Megyn Kelly has lost her sway and is no longer relevant. He's condemned these people, and ultimately a lot of these folks are going to have to choose whether they go with a few of these dissenting high profile voices, whether they go with President Trump, who has changed American politics and frankly has changed the entire geopolitical map.
Again, keeping in mind they are outside the White House, but you're saying that pervades inside the White House. It still exists.
I do believe that there are a number of folks inside the administration who are acting to subvert the administration's agenda and doing so in concert with some of these actors on the outside. Again, Joe Kent was clearly doing that. He has now resigned in disgrace. Dan Caldwell was doing that. And shamefully, he's now been rehired. And it's I got a lot of this takes us back seemingly to the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. Really, what I wrote in my shadow work column for frontpagemag.com is I trace a lot of this back to Sergio Gore, who was the head of the White House Office of Presidential Personnel. He's since been shipped halfway around the world to be the U.S. ambassador to India, which unfortunately is a pretty important portfolio for someone with such little talent. But Sergio Gore, unfortunately, was kind of the guy who was vetoing a lot of prudential picks for national security and was ushering in a lot of crazy tinfoil hat conspiracists from foreign positions. So a lot of the original blame for this goes to the White House PPO office, but certainly these individuals do exist in the administration.
All right. What about White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles? She's got to be seeing this. And Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller, they must be seeing it. Are they ignoring it? Are they complicit? Which is it?
They're certainly not complicit. I think that Susie and Stephen are both arch loyalists. I will say this. I have not sent the common talking amounts individually to either of those people, but I send them to people, closest people, and I hope that they are reading and listening. I hope that Donald Trump cleans out the Augean stables within his administration. I hope that happens.
And how much is this affecting what we're doing in Iran right now and going forward?
Well, right now, I don't think it's having a huge impact because President Trump is as of right now, is continuing this operation pretty much full speed ahead. The U.S. just was involved in bombing runs over Tehran last night. Pete Hegseth and Dan Kane did the joint presser at the Pentagon this morning talking about that. So for right now, this doesn't seem to be having much of an impact. However, it's concerning because there's a lot of questions as to what's going to happen over the next few weeks. Okay. And look, the war obviously cannot go on forever. I mean, my personal stance is that full-scale, quote-unquote, regime change is not going to happen, if we're just being realistic here. So at some point, you have to cut bait, but can't do so prematurely either, because what was the purpose of this operation in the first place unless you see the mission through?
All right. I want to thank you for your time, Josh, and giving us your input. Josh Hammer with the David Horowitz Freedom Center, and the book is Israel and Civilization: The Fate of the Jewish Nation, The Destiny of the West, and We Are All Tied Together. Josh, again, thank you for your time.
You bet. Thank you so much.
All right, we'll do it again. Something to consider, and especially for Tucker Carlson fans. I know there are many of still listening. Sean, same thing with Megyn Kelly. Coming up, the story behind the story, when I was going to be a Golden Gloves boxing champ.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I want to share something with you. Cooking a pizza using coal creates an amazing pizza. Only one place to get it: Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. Of course, they offer a wide variety of pasta, but you just visit the website NapoliSTL.com, dine in or take out, and get ready for patio season. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Try it. You can thank me later. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. Finally, March, the season of fresh starts, more daylight, more energy. A perfect time to take a fresh look at your home. Your windows or doors are outdated and efficient? Check with Renewal by Anderson. From your first design consultation through final installation, every detail is handled by one experienced, dedicated team. Clear communication, precise craftsmanship. Renewal by Anderson windows build with our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl. And right now, during our March savings event, take $400 off every window, $800 off every door, and get a free upgrade to Smart Sun Glass. No money down, no payments, no interest for 12 months. But this ends March 31st. Call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS, or visit rbastl.com. rbastl.com. Superior products, exceptional service. When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every term. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-E-R, underlaw.com.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
We pick up the action with round 12. From the beginning, Dundee had known that Ali could outmuscle the smaller man. Note the movement here. He retained that movement throughout the fight. This was the last round, round 12, of a sweep for Ali on all scoring cards from rounds 7 through 12. Throughout the fight, after the first round, Spinks was unable to penetrate. He kept coming, but he couldn't connect. I suppose, in a sense, that was Ali's achievement last night. His ability to move and to dance at his age, when for the prior 2 to 3 years, he had shown little or nothing of such an ability. The 15th round, fight almost at its end. There it was. It was over. They fought for a couple of seconds after the sound of the bell. Ali went back to his corner. There was sheer bedlam in that ring. One took one's life in his hands to go into it. I know. I did. Watch closely the glove of Leon Spinks. Leon Spinks knew he had lost, and he had lost to his idol as he hugged Ali, who turned around. Now, the decision. So there it was, and he was tired, but still ready to scream, the greatest of all time, of all time.
Of all time, winning his championship, heavyweight championship, for the third time. That was his rematch with Leon Spinks that took place in Nolens, or New Orleans, for some of you. 15-round unanimous decision, September 15, 1978. Leon Spinks, of course, from the St. Louis area, had defeated Ali by a 15-round split decision in 1978, Feb of that year, in Las Vegas, to win the undisputed heavyweight championship in only his eighth professional fight, I should say. And Ali later won the rematch as we said, in 1978 of September. If you recall, Ali had been banned from boxing because he refused to be inducted into the U.S. Army during the Vietnam War, citing religious beliefs as a Muslim and moral opposition to the war. He was stripped of his heavyweight title, had his boxing license revoked, but then he was back. So that, in defeating Leon Spinks on that date in New Orleans, made him a three-time world champ. Now, I was into boxing. I was watching it closely. My dad was. And my dad, when I was much younger, say around 8, 9, Friday night boxing's presented by Gillette on TV. But Dad would also often go out to the car to smoke his pipe and listen to the fight on the radio. And he always told me there are more punches thrown on the radio than on the video, which I think is probably true because the announcers got a little of embellishment, maybe carried away. But I wanted to be part of that and make my dad proud, and maybe I got thinking, maybe I could do that at some point. And I really got hooked when Dad took me one time to a Golden Gloves event in Odessa, Texas. And I went there and watched this Golden Gloves event. Now, Golden Gloves events had started back in 1923. And there had been some famous world boxers come out of Golden Gloves. Mike Tyson, Roy Jones Jr., Oscar De La Hoya, Floyd Mayweather Jr., all of them went through the Golden Gloves ranks. It was originally scheduled for those 18 to 40, but there were some junior tournaments ages 8 to 17. And the one we went to had some of those above 18 and some in the early teens. Well, I was convinced I could do that. I need to do that. I want to do that. So I went to get training help by the book. I mean, literally, by the book. There were no videos then, and there was no one in the area that I knew that could be teaching me, so I was going to read a book, the best book I could find, Jack Dempsey, Hall of Fame boxer. His book, Fighting Techniques and Strategies, Championship Fighting, Explosive Punching, Aggressive Defense. So I read every page. I studied every picture, trying to imagine what and how to do it. He was always focusing on stance, footwork. But again, I'm having to read it in a book. I couldn't see and visualize it directly. Dempsey had at one time been ranked 6th on Ring Magazine's list of all-time heavyweights, 4th among the top 100 greatest punchers. And in 1950, the Associated Press had voted him as the greatest fighter of the past 50 years. Again, that was 1950. We're past that point now when I'm starting to think I want to be a boxer. But I studied that. And Dad got me some gloves. And Dad got a heavy punching bag and hung it in the garage. And I worked on it. I worked on that bag. And I would get up and do some running in the morning. And I would do push-ups. I was doing everything to train. And I would read and read and read and go back and read again. And position myself in the photos as I saw in the Jack Dempsey book. This is my stance. This is what I will do. But it was just me. But I was getting ready. I was going to be training. I was going to be in shape for the next Golden Gloves match when it came the following year. And I was going to enter. And I was going to win the Golden Gloves championship for my age bracket and go higher. Dreams? They weren't dreams. They were reality ahead of me. And I was going to be there. And I told my dad, and every day he'd come in and say, did you work on the bag today? Yes, sir. So I was ready. I got so ready, and I practiced so hard. And there were nights I would go to sleep. I'd wake up in the middle of the morning. I think, if I'm awake, I should be running. So I'd go out and run around the block a couple of times. Until Mom said, don't go in and out of the house in the middle of the night. We don't know who's coming and going. Don't do that. So I'd spend my time in the bedroom doing push-ups until I'd go back to sleep. I was determined. I had grit. I was going to make it. But I had no one to really fight against yet. Dad would occasionally hold his hands up for me to hit at as he moved them around, and I'm ducking while he's swaying at me, but that wasn't real effort. So I studied harder in the book. There was just nothing else I could learn from. Jack Dempsey's championship fighting, explosive punching, aggressive defense. And he pushed, learn to do the uppercut, learn to do the jab, the hook. I learned all of it. I'm ready. I mean, I was doing shadow boxing, and I became so good at shadow boxing. I got so good at shadow boxing, I delivered a uppercut, and I knocked my shadow out. Yeah, well, on the shadow, it looked like I would have. Okay, I need to get somebody. I need to get a challenger. I'm ready for all challengers. So there is more to the story behind the story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Do you know why I endorse Cafe Napoli? All the locations? Visit any of them and you will quickly appreciate the quality of food, service, atmosphere. So maybe I'll see you at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli Kirkwood, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C. Or maybe you'll find me at Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Now you know why I endorse Napoli. NapoliSTL.com.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
Rising up, back on the street. Did my time, took my chances. With the distance, now I'm back on my feet. Just a man and his will to survive. So many times, it happens to
the Survivors with Eye of the Tiger. Now, that song was not around when I was learning to box. You probably might most remember it, reference boxing, from the movie Rocky. But a lot of fighters used it when they went into the ring. The Eye of the Tiger. Well, while I didn't know the song because it hadn't been created yet, but I had the will of the fighter, in my opinion. I got a neighborhood kid behind us. He was about half a year older than me, but we were in the same grade. And he stood about 4 inches taller than me. And he outweighed me by about probably 30 pounds. And I convinced him, let's get in the backyard. Let's box. Come on, come on, come on, let's box. He said, well, I don't know anything about boxing. So we'll put the gloves on. I'll teach you. And you try to hit me. Well, he stood there and just kind of moved them around. I said, come on, try to hit me. Try to hit me. Come on, try to hit me. And he said, I don't want to do you. I might hurt you. He said, come on, try to hit me. Come on, try. Boom. As has been said, everybody has a plan until you get punched in the mouth. I got punched in the mouth. He hit me straight right up under my lip. I should say under my nose, onto my lip, and right into my teeth. Chipped a tooth. Bleeding everywhere. I went in. Mom went hysterical. Mom and Dad had paid a lot of money for me to get braces on. And I'd just gotten the braces off. And they, whether or not they'd finish their payments, I don't know. But I'd been out of the braces for at least a month or so. And now I'm in the backyard letting a kid punch me and knock out part of my tooth. When Dad got home, she tore into him. I do not want my boy doing that anymore. Look what happened. And my friend was, I didn't mean. I said, of course, I told him. I said, go ahead, punch me. Come on, try. Well, he did. And apparently, reading the Jack Dempsey book, I didn't learn enough about ducking. and staying out of danger. I just sat there with my face waiting for his glove to crash into it. I did not deliver a single counterpunch. I didn't deliver a punch one. My hands were down at my side. I didn't even try to protect myself. I thought I could move fast enough. His glove into my face taught me otherwise. So when Dad came home, Mom had already taken the gloves and thrown them in the trash. And she told Dad, take that bag down the garage. And he did, dutifully. And then he and I had a talk. Said, Larry, what were you thinking? So, well, Dad, I thought I was ready. I've been praying. Said, I know you've been working on it, but you got to learn more before you can just go. I can't read it from a book. Well, that's all I had. And then he gave me a piece of advice. If you're going to continue this, don't let your mama know about it. Another piece of advice. If you're going to continue this, duck. My mom, for the next few days, was absolutely angry. I had to go back to the dentist, see what kind of repair they could make about a chipped tooth and maybe some other damage I'd suffered. The Golden Gloves of America, by the way, I want to stress to you, is a great opportunity for young people. And it's been said, as we had at one time here in the St. Louis area, if the kids have gloves on, they can't hold guns. The bout's normally three rounds, each round about 2 minutes. They had to wear gear, depending upon regulations and their age. But the Golden Gloves was not fought by somebody who had never done anything but read a book until that day. All of my dreams of becoming a Golden Gloves boxing champ went down. Well, he didn't knock me down. I was still standing. But I was in the house and Mom cried over my broken tooth. My friend just went home, never said anything. Mom didn't bother calling his parents because she knew that I had dared him. I dared him, and I wasn't ready for him to respond. The end of my Golden Gloves boxing career that day. Tomorrow, our story behind the story. One of the World War II's Pacific bloodiest battles, when Marines were capturing Okinawa. As on March 31. The story behind the story, tomorrow. Second hour still to come. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Beal. There's only one place you can get pizza cooked over coals. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Of course, Napoli Brothers has a great selection of pasta dishes. Between the pizza and pasta, trust me, you will not leave hungry. Then, a few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge. A wide variety of quality cigars, each offering a unique smoke. That cigar, some premium whiskey, all you need to do is enjoy. Lit Cigar Lounge and Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Chesterfield Valley. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as support dogs for our brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com.
So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check vincentsjewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. Finally, March, the season of fresh starts, more daylight, more energy. A perfect time to take a fresh look at your home. Your windows or doors are outdated and inefficient? Check with Renewal by Anderson. From your first design consultation through final installation, every detail is handled by one experienced, dedicated team. Clear communication, precise craftsmanship. Renewal by Anderson windows built with our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl. And right now, during our March savings event, take $400 off every window, $800 off every door, and get a free upgrade to Smart Sun Glass. No money down, no payments, no interest for 12 months. But this ends March 31st. Call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS, or visit rbastl.com. rbastl.com. Superior products, exceptional service. Let's be candid, honest. No out-of-state law firm can represent you better than Under Law. O-N-D-E-R. Hometown roots, attorneys living right here with you and your family. When you suffer an injury because someone else was negligent, Under Law will make sure the other party takes full responsibility. You'll get full compensation, not a backroom deal worked out with some insurance companies. And of course, we're moving into the stormy season. And again, when you have a legitimate claim, you should be properly compensated. Under Law does not toy around with adjusters, investigators, lawyers trained to cheat you of what is rightfully yours. Under Law has already recovered millions for families across Missouri and Illinois. Under wins. Not just a catchy phrase, it's a fact. So I'll repeat it. Under wins. Underlaw.com. O-N-D-E-R. Underlaw.com. Wins.
This is News Talk STL.